This week's Journal of the American Medical Association carries two new studies examining the link between breastfeeding and the likelihood that children will get fat later in life. NPR's Rachel Jones reports.
The idea that breastfeeding could help lower the risk of obesity is not new. In fact, it was the conclusion of a large German study in 1999. But Mary Hediger thought that those researchers were making a rather bold claim.
Their very strong conclusion, we thought it was a little overly strong, was that breastfeeding was protective against the development of overweight in young children.
Hediger is a human biologist at the National Institute of Child Health and Development. She and her colleagues decided to test those conclusions by analyzing data on nearly 2,700 children aged 3 to 5. First, they measured the children's body mass index. Next, they asked their mothers if they had breastfed and for how long. Then they compared children who had consumed only breast milk for their first 6 months to those who'd had only formula. There was a minor difference. Mary Hediger.
Children were at mildly or slightly decreased risk for being at risk of overweight, which is having a BMI between the 85th and 94th percentile.
And Hediger says that didn't change, even if the mother breastfed longer. More important, she adds, was the influence of a mother's own weight. Children had a far greater risk for obesity if their mothers were obese. A second study of older children found a much more pronounced link between breastfeeding and a lower obesity risk. That study was led by Matthew Gilman, who's an associate professor at Harvard Medical School. Gilman studied more than 15,000 girls and boys, aged 9 to 14. The children reported their heights and weights, and their mothers answered questions about their breastfeeding practices.
When we compared children who were fed mostly breast milk versus mostly formula in the first 6 months of life, we found about a 20% reduction in overweight 9 to 14 years later.
Gilman's study also found that the longer a mother breastfed, the more a child's obesity risk decreased. He's enthusiastic about his results.
What this means is that continued promotion of breastfeeding could help fight the rise of obesity in the U.S. and even in the developing world.
In an accompanying editorial, William Dietz notes that the two studies do differ to a degree, that may be because they studied different age groups. But, he notes, they're pointing in the same direction.
The fundamental point to me is that the odds ratios, that is the chances that a child would or would not become overweight, was similar in the two studies.
Dietz heads the Division of Nutrition and Physical Activity at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He says it's not clear why breastfed children might have a lower risk for later obesity. It could be because breastfed babies have more control over their food intake. Or, he says, the body's biological responses to breast milk and formula may be different. Dietz says what's more important about this latest research is that it could help stimulate policies that encourage more women to breastfeed longer.
A major concern is that at 3 to 4 months, women go back to work, and how successful they are at sustaining breastfeeding may depend on worksite policies that give them the time to pump their breasts and an adequate and safe place in which they can do so.
Study authors Hediger and Gilman join Dietz in stressing that exercise, control of television time, and healthier diets are still the major strategies for reducing childhood obesity. Rachel Jones, NPR News, Washington.